Now let us rejoice. When the Relief Society was established under the hand of the Prophet Joseph Smith on March 17, 1842, our early sisters in Nauvoo, who had committed themselves to the Lord at conversion, recognized the dawning of a new day. During that first sacred session, they sang, "Now Let Us Rejoice," hymns number 3. Note: this hymn was identified in the Relief Society minutes of March 17, 1842, as "Come, Let Us Rejoice." The title in both the original hymnal and the current edition is "Now Let Us Rejoice." End of note. This timeline, organized by the period of service of each of the Relief Society general presidents and detailing which church presidents they served with, chronicles some joyful milestones of the organization's legacy and some church and historical events. As Relief Society sisters today, we too rejoice in the Lord's Organization for Women, which helps us as we strive daily to keep our covenants, exercise charity, strengthen families, and ultimately come unto the Savior Jesus Christ. Emma Smith served as Relief Society General President from 1842 to 1844. We are going to do something extraordinary. We expect extraordinary occasions and pressing calls. Relief Society, Minute Book, March 1842 to March 1844. Entry made March 17, 1842, page 12, LDS Church Archives. Relief Society sisters received the Prophet's charge to save souls and look to the poor and needy. The Prophet declared, "All I shall have to give to the poor, I shall give to this society." He offered $5 in gold to Emma Smith. Also during her tenure, Joseph Smith was martyred in 1844, and the first public telegraph transmitted in 1844. Emma Smith served under President Joseph Smith. Eliza R. Snow served from 1866 to 1887. No sister is so isolated but what she can do a great deal toward establishing the kingdom of God upon the earth. Woman's Exponent, September 15, 1873, page 62. Relief Society sisters engaged in sericulture, the production of raw silk, and other projects to help provide for their families. First Temple in Utah, the St. George Temple, completed in 1877. General presidencies established for Relief Society, MIA, and Primary in 1880. Telephone invented in 1876, and light bulb invented in 1879. Eliza R. Snow served under President Brigham Young and President John Taylor. Zina D. H. Young served from 1888 to 1901. May we as women of Zion ever know and honor our true position. Woman's Exponent, April 15, 1889, page 173. Relief Society sisters in the United States supported the national women's suffrage movement. The first general board was organized in October 1892, made up of Stake Relief Society presidents. Salt Lake Temple dedicated, 1893. Utah received statehood, 1896. First single sister missionaries called, 1898. First moving picture shown in public, 1896. Zina D. H. Young served under President Wilford Woodruff and President Lorenzo Snow. Bathsheba W. Smith served from 1901 to 1910. Cease not, while life lasts, to study diligently, for the knowledge which is of greatest worth. Woman's Exponent, January 1906, page 41. Relief Society adopted a course of study with mothers' classes on marriage, prenatal care, and child-rearing. Relief Society sent clothing, bedding, and wheat for national and international relief. Church became free of debt, 1907. Wright Brothers launched first airplane, 1903, Henry Ford introduced the Model T automobile, 1908. Bathsheba W. Smith served under President Joseph F. Smith. Emmeline B. Wells served from 1910 through 1921. I want the sisters to study the scriptures. Let them be holy books unto you. Relief Society Magazine, August 1919, page 439. Charity Never Faileth became the Relief Society motto. Relief Society Magazine first published in 1914. The United States government purchased more than 200,000 bushels of wheat from Relief Society in 1918. World War I, 1914 through 1918. Panama Canal completed, 1914. Women's suffrage granted in United States, 1920. Emmeline B. Wells served under President Joseph F. Smith and President Heber J. Grant. Clarissa S. Williams served from 1921 through 1928. We have been given such blessings as have never been given to women in any other age, and we should in every way endeavor to live up to them. Relief Society Magazine, December 1921, page 696. Monthly visiting teaching messages first included in the Relief Society Magazine. Improved health and education for families emphasized. First radio broadcast of General Conference, 1924. Lindbergh Transatlantic Flight, 1927. Clarissa S. Williams served under President Heber J. Grant. Louise Y. Robeson served from 1928 to 1939. Go where you're needed. Do what you can. As quoted in Bell S. Spafford Oral History, LDS Church Archives. Relief Society worked under the direction of priesthood leaders to help implement the church's new welfare plan. Singing mothers, stake and ward Relief Society choruses, organized. Church's 100th stake organized in 1928. Deseret Industries began in 1938. Church Centennial celebrated, 1930. The Great Depression, 1929 to 1939. World War II, 1939 to 1945. Louise Y. Robeson served under President Heber J. Grant. Amy Brown Lyman served from 1940 to 1945. Little did the original members of the organization realize how great their beloved society would become. Relief Society in Action Today, Relief Society Magazine, March 1944, page 139. Relief Society welfare work expanded to help the priesthood meet wartime needs. Focus of visiting teachers broadened to serve families and to assist priesthood leaders in evaluating family needs. Wartime restrictions curtailed church activities. United States entered World War II, 1941. Amy Brown Lyman served under President Heber J. Grant. Bell S. Spafford served from 1945 to 1974. There is within this society a great life-giving element, binding together women of all nationalities. The spirit of the gospel, the soul of Relief Society. Relief Society Magazine, March 1949, page 148. Relief Society became an international organization as church membership expanded worldwide. Church membership reached 1 million in 1947. General Conference telecasts began 1949. Korean War, 1950 to 1953. Berlin Wall built, 1961. Bell S. Spafford served under Presidents George Albert Smith, David O. McKay, Joseph Fielding Smith, Harold B. Lee, and Spencer W. Kimball. Barbara B. Smith served from 1974 to 1984. Women can begin with their little children at home, among adult friends in their extended families, and in their professions, to reach out in love to serve someone every day. Service Makes the Difference. Tambouli, August 1984, page 12. Ensign, March 1984, page 17. The Nauvoo Monument to Women, with statues showing many facets of a woman's life, dedicated. Revelation on the Priesthood, 1978. Consolidated meeting schedule began, 1980. Personal computers introduced, 1981. Barbara B. Smith served under President Spencer W. Kimball. Barbara W. Winder served from 1984 to 1990. I feel for the sisters of the church this love and sense the worth of each individual. I want so and desire so that we be unified, one together with the priesthood, serving and building the kingdom of God. I love the sisters of the church. Ensign, May 1984, page 59. New scripture-based lessons introduced and correlated with the gospel doctrine course of study. Church Family History Library dedicated, 1985. Berlin Wall dismantled, 1989. Barbara W. Winder served under President Spencer W. Kimball and President Ezra Taft Benson. Elaine L. Jack served from 1990 through 1997. Our joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ and our place in His plan will draw people to us and change lives. We will lift and inspire a world so desperately in need of goodness. A Small Stone, Ensign, May 1997, page 75. A sesquicentennial broadcast linked five continents and an international sisterhood of 3.2 million women. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, issued, 1995. The majority of church members live outside the United States, 1996. USSR dissolved, 1991. Public Internet era began, 1993. Elaine L. Jack served under Presidents Ezra Taft Benson, Howard W. Hunter, and Gordon B. Hinckley. Mary Ellen W. Smoot served from 1997 to 2002. May we be exemplary women and stand boldly for truth. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Liahona, January 1999, page 109. Ensign, November 1998, page 91. Home, Family, and Personal Enrichment Meeting replaced Homemaking Meeting. Visiting Teaching Message format composed of scripture references and quotations from church leaders. Church membership reached 10 million in 1997. Smaller temples announced in 1997. Conference Center dedicated, 2000. Terrorists attacked New York City and Washington, D.C., 2001. Mary Ellen W. Smoot served under President Gordon B. Hinckley. Bonnie D. Parkin served from 2002 to the present. If I could have one thing happen for women in this church, it would be that they would feel the love of the Lord in their lives daily. Feel the Love of the Lord, Liahona, July 2002, page 95. Ensign, May 2002, page 84. Emphasized the successful transition of young women into adulthood. Taught sisters to feel they belong to, as well as attend, Relief Society. Nauvoo, Illinois Temple dedicated, 2002. Three apostles called to serve outside the United States as area presidents, 2002 and 2004. Bonnie D. Parkin serves under President Gordon B. Hinckley. End of the article. Now let us rejoice.